Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Kamala Harris is calling on Congress to approve the aid package to Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports from Munich that Harris met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today and assured him of the Biden administration's support.
From Munich, Vice President Harris said the U.S. commitment to principles such as sovereignty and territorial integrity means lawmakers should support Ukraine.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.
President Zelensky was asked whether Ukraine has a way to win the war if the aid package doesn't come through. He's heard here through an interpreter.
We do not currently look into alternatives because we are counting on the United States.
The two leaders said they're also negotiating security guarantees the U.S. might offer Ukraine, similar to those given by the U.K., France, and Germany. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Munich.
A spokesperson for Alexei Navalny confirms the Russian opposition leader's death. He was in a remote penal colony in Russia's Arctic North. NPR's Charles Maines has more from Moscow.
Earlier today, Navalny's mother, Ludmila, together with his lawyer, arrived at the Arctic prison where Navalny was being held and were issued an official notification of death. They were also informed that Navalny's body had been taken away by investigators for an examination at the local morgue, despite demands to hand over his remains to the family. Only now the morgue says it never got a body, so it's not entirely clear where Navalny is right at this moment.
NPR's Charles Maines. Meanwhile, Russia arrested hundreds of mourners around the country who left flowers and tributes at monuments to Soviet political repressions, ones that were quickly then removed by police. Rwanda is warning the UN Security Council against offering support to Southern African forces deployed in Democratic Republic of Congo. Ishma Fundikwa has more.
Rwanda is accused of supporting M23 insurgents in the DRC, a charge it denies, though it is warning the UN not to lend its support to the Southern African forces. South Africa recently deployed 2,900 troops in the DRC. Fighting is intensifying between Kinshasa and M23 rebels among scores of militias fighting in the DRC. For more than two decades, M23 militants have fought the DRC government, alleging discrimination against Tutsis and other ethnic communities in Kivu province. The UN Security Council is to respond to the Southern African Development Community's request for assistance by June. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
And Rwanda says that kind of UN support could spark a regional war. You're listening to NPR News. In California, highway officials say a six-mile stretch of the famous Pacific Coast Highway will be closed at night indefinitely. This is for repairs after parts of the coastal road collapsed after intense rain earlier this month. The biopic Bob Marley, One Love, has been jamming at the box office. NPR's Bob Mondello says the film is doing better than expected.
Bob Marley, One Love, had the perfect title for a Valentine's Day opening and a feel-good vibe.
Reggae is a people music.
People coming together.
But with mostly lukewarm reviews, observers expected attendance to drop off sharply by the weekend. Instead, One Love has been picking up more love from audiences.
And I hope this time is gonna last.
Where industry estimates initially suggested a six-day opening of less than $35 million, the film is now expected to take in $46 million by Monday just in North America. One Love is also doing well in Europe and Australia, and in Jamaica, where Marley grew up. The film had the biggest opening day in the country's history, selling almost 90% of all movie tickets. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Japan's flagship H-3 has reached orbit, releasing two small observation satellites in a key second test following a failed debut launch last year. And that's raising hopes for the country in the global space race. The H-3 rocket blasted off this morning, 2 days after its originally scheduled liftoff was delayed by bad weather. Its main mission is to secure independent access to space as international demand for satellite launches grows. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.